stress is one of the biggest killers in the world. It leads to heart attacks, stroke, and even some cancers. But in this crazy, hectic, hurly-burly world in which most of us live, how exactly do you get some balance back into your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at the stress in your life from a different perspective. Now, it's true that some stress in life is a good thing. Think about it. If you were a caveman being chased by a woolly mammoth or a saber-toothed tiger, you're going to experience some stress. And that's a good thing because it gets the right hormones pumping, the cortisol and the adrenaline, to give you that burst of energy that you need to get out of that dangerous situation you were in. Now, cortisol is made by the adrenal glands, and it's often referred to as the stress hormone. Your body makes as much of it as you need from time to time. It's actually the second most abundant hormone in your body. You make about 10 to 20 milligrams of it a day under normal circumstances, which doesn't sound like a lot. But remember, hormones are incredibly potent. But here's the problem. When you're under a lot of stress, you make a whole bunch more of this cortisol stuff, and that in turn inhibits your production of another hormone called DHEA. Now, without going into all the details, because I am not an endocrinologist, DHEA is a mother hormone. It's the precursor for the production of a whole bunch of other hormones, good hormones, that are vital to your health. And it's a strong marker for aging and ill health. Study after study confirms that inadequate levels of DHEA lead to premature aging and an acceleration of the degenerative diseases of aging, including atherosclerosis, which leads to heart attack and stroke, diabetes, cancers, osteoporosis, and lowered immunity. In fact, low DHEA is a much better predictor than high cholesterol of an impending heart attack. Your chances of contracting many cancers increase as your DHEA levels fall. As one medico writes, to put it more bluntly, the lower your DHEA, the more likely you are to die sooner rather than later from an age-related disease. And DHEA production is suppressed by unhealthily high levels of cortisol, which are in turn caused by constant stress. That's cheery news, isn't it? I'm sharing this stuff with you because all too often, while we know that we're under a bit too much stress, we simply aren't aware of the incredibly negative impact that that stress is having on our bodies, not just our emotions. So whilst we were made to be at heightened levels of stress now and then for short periods of time, that's normal, even good for us, we were not made to be under the constant stress of modern 21st century life. I'm old enough to remember the good old days when there was no email, there were no mobile phones, there was no SMS, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter. In fact, when I was a young lad, we didn't even have a phone in our house. There were only 4 TV channels. They were all black and white. There was no internet, iPad, cable TV, and all the myriad of other things that constantly put our senses under bombardment. In fact, many of us today are living in sensory overload. You know, many companies expect their managers to be connected to their emails via mobile phone when they're off on holidays with their families. The natural delays that we used to have built into our lives are fast disappearing because we're connected and accessible, many of us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In Western countries, almost all teenagers have mobile phones, and a very high percentage of those leave them on all night by their bedside in case an important message comes through from a friend. I mean, hello? Can you see why this stress thing is such a big deal? Here are some stats from a website called WebMD. 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects from stress. Between 25 and 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related complaints or ailments. In the US, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has estimated that stress costs American industry more than $300 billion a year. Here's the insight for today. Your body is not, I repeat, not a machine. Your levels of DHE naturally decline over time as you grow older, although with good health and exercise, you can maintain a reasonable level of that hormone. But in the absence of that, with naturally declining DHEA levels coupled with stress that further decreases those levels through the overproduction of cortisol, you're putting yourself in the fast lane for premature death or at the very least disability. Is this message getting through to you? My friend, your body is not a machine. And overwork with incredibly high levels of stress is not what your body or your mind or your emotions were designed to do. And dealing with the stress in your life isn't something you should be putting off. I'm hoping that today is a bit of a wake-up call to all the lunatics out there, and friend, I used to be one of those lunatics, who are working like madmen and then wondering why they keel over with a stroke or a massive heart attack. Constantly high levels of stress don't feel good. They lead to sadness, even depression, and they're not good for our bodies either. So, here are a few simple pointers for reducing the levels of stress that you're currently under. The first one is learn to say no. When your boss at work heaps more and more work on you that has you working nights and weekends and missing rest and time with your family, simply say no. And if they don't like it, go find another job. I'm a master of taking on too much. I have done for way too long. These days, I say no more than I say yes. Okay, sometimes people don't like it, but I pretty much get 6.5 to 7.5 hours sleep a night, which is my optimal band every night. It's because I'm learning to say no. Who or what do you need to say no to reduce your stress? The second one is to disconnect from the electronic world. I enjoy social media, but you know, I very rarely check my work emails at night or on weekends. It's not because I'm lazy. I work 10 to 12 hours most weekdays. It's because I don't need the stress of having to think about a work problem when I'm trying to rest. Your body and your mind, and mine too for that matter, they need to rest. They need to relax. They need to switch off from the hurly-burly of life that has cortisol pumping through your veins all the time. And the last tip is to reduce your levels of anxiety. Only one way I know how to do that, and that's trusting my problems and all those things out there that I don't have any control over to God. The Apostle Paul, while he was on death row, wrote these words, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I've found that verse absolutely to be true. When I spend the time that I would previously have spent stressing over something and use it instead to pray, thanking God, laying out my needs and my problems before Him, His Holy Spirit takes over in my heart. I get a peace in my heart and mind that often, under the circumstances, simply doesn't make sense. That peace which surpasses all understanding. And it is exactly the case that God guards my heart and my mind. It's like He puts an impenetrable barrier around them that the worries of the world can't break through. And so then, worry turns into peace. The stress is gone out of the situation. God knows what we can handle and what we can't. And He is there. He is here, right now, right in this place with you to take the burdens from you, to lighten your load, to put His shoulder to the wheel and push on your behalf and to give you peace. Do not let stress rob you of your peace. Don't let stress rob you, quite literally, of your life. There have been so many fad diets, lotions, potions promoted as the holy grail of weight loss and health down through the years that honestly, it's easy to imagine that the things we're talking about on the program in this series, Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age, is just another one of those. It's not. It's the best science available to us today, and it works. Okay, be skeptical. That's good. So don't just believe me. Have a listen to Professor Tim Noakes, one of the world's leading authorities on weight loss today. I managed to record a TV interview with him a little while back, and you can watch that interview online at 25kgs.com. It's that easy, 25kgs.com. It runs for about 25 minutes or so, and honestly, what Professor Noakes has to say is a complete game changer. So if you've been struggling with your weight all your life, or perhaps someone you know, go to 25kgs.com and watch the interview. With all my heart, I believe that God wants you to live a healthy life
to a ripe old age. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.